With SRN News, I'm John Scott. It's another day in court for former President Donald Trump, who says he's doing well in the presidential election prediction polls.
A poll just came out a little while ago, as you saw yesterday, that we're up in every swing state and up by a lot in every swing state. So I think we're going to do very well, and we're going to make a play for New York. I just heard there was a very good poll came out. Normally, a Democrat will win New York. Biden is the worst president in history, and we have some very bad people here, but we have the greatest people, and they're right behind me.
The Trump criminal trial resuming at the same time the U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments in Washington over whether he should be immune from prosecution for actions he took during his time as president. Also at SRNNews.com, some U.S. universities called in police to break up demonstrations against the Israel-Hamas war, resulting in ugly scuffles and dozens of new arrests. Other schools appeared content to wait out the student protesting as the final days of the semester ticked down. Boston police say 108 people were arrested early Thursday at Emerson College. Police peacefully arrested 93 pro-Palestinian students at USC. A slowdown in the U.S. economy during the first 3 months of this year.
The Commerce Department says the nation's economy grew at an annual rate of 1.6%. It was less than half the 3.4% growth rate during the October to December quarter of last year, and a sign that high interest rates may be taking a toll on borrowing and spending. While they continued to drive growth, consumers slowed their spending during the first quarter while businesses reduced their inventory.
Correspondent Jeremy House. After today's GDP report, stocks fell. The Dow is down 368 points, NASDAQ losing 135. This is SRN News. There's a battle over abortion in Scotland.
Lawmakers there are working on a bill that would ban all pro-life activity outside of abortion clinics, even silent prayer. People don't like it. A recent poll found that 77% of respondents oppose the legislation. Scotland has laws guaranteeing freedom of speech and religion, but they don't have the weight of laws here in the U.S. Scotland just adopted a new hate crime statute that many people fear will curtail speech. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in several Democratic-leaning states now working on legislation to punish libraries that prevent children from obtaining pornographic books. The Washington and Maryland legislatures have already passed such measures, as did Illinois last year. These statutes will withdraw state funding from any library that removes a book because a parent complains about its content. This is SRN News. Arizona lawmakers taking steps to repeal an abortion ban that dates back to 1864.
The Arizona House advanced a repeal of the state's near-total abortion ban, and it now heads to the Senate. It's an 1864 law that made no exceptions for rape or incest and received criticism from Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. That comes after the state Supreme Court ruled Arizona could enforce the long-dormant law that permits abortions only to save a pregnant patient's life. Three Republicans joined in with all 29 Democrats to repeal the law that predated Arizona's statehood. If the Senate approves as expected, Arizona would allow abortions up to 15 weeks. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Southwest Airlines flight attendants ratifying a new contract that will boost their pay about one-third over 4 years. The Southwest cabin crews voting 81% to 19% in favor of that contract. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.